What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, after another tragic school shooting, will the United States reform its gun laws? At an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, fourth graders spent the morning at an end-of-year assembly, proudly collecting certificates before school let out for the summer. Hours later, a gunman stormed into the school with two AR-15 assault weapons, which he used to kill 19 children and two teachers. It's hard to get your head around the horror of it. 19 children aged from 8 to 11 years old. This is the deadliest school shooting to have happened since 2012, when 26 people were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. 20 children died in that massacre. That gunman also used an AR-15. And in the days afterwards, the whole country mourned. Flags flew at half-mast, and Barack Obama, who was president at the time, promised to stop something like this from ever happening again.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton, or a shopping mall in Oregon, or a temple in Wisconsin, or a movie theater in Aurora, or a street corner in Chicago, these neighborhoods are our neighborhoods, and these children are our children. And we're gonna have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics.
In the wake of Sandy Hook, Barack Obama said he'd do everything in his power to press for stricter rules on gun ownership. But a decade later, little has changed with America's gun laws, and the country has continued its love affair with one assault rifle in particular, the AR-15. Since 2012, there have been more than 3,500 mass shootings in the United States, including dozens of school shootings.
Good morning, everyone. We're coming on the air with breaking news. A school shooting with reports of multiple fatalities, this time in Santa Fe, Texas. It's outside.
That is the scene in Parkland, Florida right now. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, scene of an active shooter situation.
We begin tonight with the horror playing out near Seattle, Washington. The school shooting, and now we've learned the suspect, a popular high school football player, allegedly opening fire in the cafeteria.
Some of those mass shootings have been the deadliest of all time.
At least 58 people now dead, more than 500 people wounded in a horrific shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. It's the deadliest mass shooting in modern United States history.
And before Uvalde, there was another mass shooting just 2 weeks ago by a white supremacist at a grocery store in Buffalo. An AR-15 assault rifle was used by that gunman too. It's been 10 years since America said never again after Sandy Hook. So how and why have mass shootings been allowed to continue? Time and again, America's worst mass shootings have been carried out using an inexpensive military-style assault rifle that's easy to use and deadly efficient. It's semi-automatic, which means it fires multiple shots in quick succession, and depending on where you live in America, you can walk into a gun shop with a valid ID that proves you're over 18, pass a federal background check, and buy one for as little as $500, which is exactly what the Uvalde killer did. Research on mass shootings overwhelmingly shows that to stop them, there needs to be fewer guns and more control over who can buy them.
The bipartisan compromise to expand background checks on guns just failed to break a Republican filibuster. It is a huge loss and a huge disappointment to the Democratic Senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, the Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey.
Four new gun control measures tabled in the wake of last week's mass shooting in Orlando have failed to pass in the U.S. Senate.
There have been plenty of efforts to bring in new nationwide laws to strengthen the checks on people buying guns. Other bills have tried to make it illegal for people to buy assault weapons, but most have failed to get through Congress. After Sandy Hook, a bill that would have expanded criminal background checks and banned the sale of assault weapons was defeated in the Senate. A few years later, after a terrorist shooting at a nightclub in Florida, four different pieces of gun control legislation were introduced. All of them failed.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Assault weapons like the AR-15 are banned or restricted in some individual states, including California, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York, and Maryland. But efforts to ban these military-style guns nationwide are often blocked by Republican politicians who are in thrall to the influential gun lobby, which promotes the AR-15 as America's rifle. This was President Joe Biden speaking after the Uvalde shooting.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
The National Rifle Association and other pro-gun groups spend millions of dollars on adverts and other support for political candidates who oppose greater gun control. Candidates like Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who spoke to Sky News after the massacre.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
From 2010 to 2020, pro-gun groups spent $155 million on political campaigning. So politicians who vote in favour of gun control measures risk losing a powerful backer, which is why many don't. That's despite one poll which suggests that 52% of Americans think there should be stricter gun laws and that 90% support tougher background checks. It is possible for Republican politicians to support and pass gun control measures. In the past few years, states with Republican governors like Vermont, Utah, Florida, and Ohio have all passed new gun control laws. But other states, including Texas, have been loosening their rules. Republican politicians from Texas are some of the top-billed guest speakers at the NRA's annual conference in Houston this weekend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is due to speak, and so is Senator Ted Cruz. Donald Trump will also be there, but because he's a former president, guns will be banned from the room during his speech. A protection not afforded to the children killed in Uvalde. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's story was written by Ella Hill and mixed by Amy Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.